Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Wake up to a delicious morning with your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwiches, now just $2, only in the app. Choose from a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, just $2, only in the app. That's a deal as irresistible as the sandwiches themselves. Plus, you'll save time by ordering ahead in the app. Offer valid one time per day from July 29th through September 1st at participating McDonald's. Must opt in to rewards.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
Welcome to Eye on the Illini. This is Illini guy Mike Kegley here with Illini guy Brad Sturdy, Illini guy staff writer Matt Stevens, and Illini guy director of recruiting Kedrick Prince. We are talking about the 86-48 beating that Illinois put on Kansas City, doing this after starting off 1-16 to begin the game. Brad, let's go with your thoughts post-game here for the fans.
Well, you know, obviously the first few minutes were not pretty offensively. They were building houses, brick houses, for a while. But, you know, I thought it was good to see them kind of slow down and show some kind of, mental toughness, handling missing shots and not letting them affect them. And they still played good defense. Still played hard, even though they were missing those shots. Dane was fantastic. He really does some things in the post that, you know, you talked about. You missed that interior scoring with Kofi, but now you got a guy who can also score. It's a different type of scoring. It's more using his, you know, the up and unders, the right hand, left hand. It's not just a complete power game, but he's got that too. So really been impressive. But I think for me with Dane Danger, the most impressive thing is his rebounding. Because that translates. Guys that can rebound are going to be able to rebound at everywhere. So it was really fun to watch these guys. I feel like we're watching them mature right in front of our eyes.
I agree with that totally. Ked, what are your takeaways?
I think a lot of people – it was ugly. I think a lot of people overreacted with the start of the game. Because, I mean, let's be honest. It was ugly, but they were good looks. I don't think – out of all those shots, maybe two or three more, maybe fourth, the ball just didn't go in. I mean, and I'm looking long-term. I want to see the guys that we know are the guys. I want to see RJ Melendez not, you know, aim a shot. I want to see him shoot it. I want to see Dane Danger walk up to the free throw line and shoot it consistently with the same, you know, motion and same release. Once that happens and it translates, I had a friend tweet at me, and he's a big Indiana fan. And he made the comment to me how scary Illinois looks and how good they can be when they put it all together. So it's not time to panic. And when you look at the whole big picture of all of college basketball tonight, I think Illinois is going to be okay.
Matt, you were there as well. What were your thoughts walking away from the game?
I thought if Illinois defends and plays hard like that the whole year, they're going to be just fine. The early stuff in terms of shooting didn't bother me, except for I was glad Brad Underwood at the press conference talked about maybe getting a little bit deeper in a shot clock and maybe getting a little bit deeper toward the basket. The amount of threes they were taking early on was absolutely ridiculous. They're open, but you can probably get a better shot. Especially after you've missed five in a row. Thank God they have Terrence Shannon, because it seems like he's a professional basketball player in a college basketball uniform, because he's finally figured out, okay, we've missed five in a row from three. Let's go attack the basket. So I know the head coach is not happy with just jacking up threes and not making teams defend. I think that'll get better. I agree with Sturdy that I think that these are what these games are for in terms of getting better and getting a little bit more mature on that end of the floor. But I was really, really impressed that they started out, what was it again, like 1-16, and it didn't affect what they did on the defensive end, and it didn't affect what they were trying to do on the glass. And if they do that the whole year, they're going to be just fine, because they just saw some dudes tonight get championship rings and hang a championship banner over having that mentality. So I think that this Illinois team with that same similar mentality is going to be just fine. The shot selection is going to get better simply over time, because I think they're going to want to not hear their head coach yell at them when they shoot a three with 20 seconds left on the shot clock. So everything that they did early on in this game is correctable. Everything they did late in this game shows exactly where this Illinois team is headed going forward.
Good, good. So, Brad, as we watch this, I got to be honest with you. I was impressed with, Terrence Shannon's hustle. Dane Danger is just amazing. Am I going to put, and are other Illini fans going to put too much pressure on him based on a couple early performances against some teams that you know, aren't obviously Big Ten level teams? Or do you see this translating, to the Big Ten season and other, big non-conference matchups?
Well, I don't expect him to get 20 and 15.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm going to tell you what, we talk about them being there. And if you, for those of us who were there in person, UMKC, those dudes are big. Like, they had some big dudes. They were strong. They were not your typical, kind of low major team. They had some size. Marvin Menzies, was at UNLV previously, has brought in a bunch of transfers and freshmen and foreign kids that are some athletic, strong kids. And so Danger did it against some big dudes. It wasn't where he would just overpower a, 6'5" guy or something. So very impressed. I was actually really impressed with what he was able to do against those guys and how he's able to get position. So, I think it's going to translate in some ways. He can score this back to the basket. He can also put things on the put it on the floor. I think Terrence Shannon did it against Kansas. What do you have, 28 against Kansas, that secret scrimmage? So I think those guys are going to score. I think they're going to do some good things. But, again, I go back to the one thing that Illinois has to rebound the ball, and Dane Danger is basically rebounding at an elite level right now. 15 rebounds in 23 minutes tonight, and so – I don't know whether he can play more than maybe 25 minutes and I'm saying because of his conditioning, but man, I really think he can help Illinois in a lot of these matchups. And one thing is the teams are going to be playing, although there's some really good players. They also have some, maybe they don't have the size. So I think he can do some good things even against the high major opponents coming up.
Yeah, I was actually – I know he's, quote, only, unquote, 6'9", but boy, does he play with that body and the foot speed that he has. He plays a lot.
Think about the play where he ran the floor and got the dunk.
Yeah.
That was really impressive for a guy that, the knock on him coming in was he was overweight, didn't play hard. I mean – I don't know. Brad Underwood must have sprinkled some play hard dust on him because it worked.
Yeah, that's very possible. Ked, what were you enthused about? Brad and I talked a little bit about Mr. Danger. What else did you see out there that gave you hope for this season that we all are looking to be so good?
Well, I want to co-tell with that same question you asked Brad. I think he can do it, and here's why I think he can do it. There's a number of reasons. Rebounding is effort, and I don't know what TV shows. I'm going to watch it when I get back to my hotel, but I'm going to tell you, that kid has some long arms. He may be 6'9", but he's going to get a rebound. The thing about rebounding, and like this is me coming to you as a coach, the best rebounders, any coach will tell you who's coached at any kind of level, will tell you, guys who rebound with two hands are excellent rebounders, and he's one of those guys. So I think that's going to translate. I think his shiftiness and his foot speed, who he doesn't look really fast. I think he's quick. I don't think he's fast. I think he's quick. And the thing that was mentioned tonight in the press conference that it registered with me. He competed last year against one of the best college basketball players in the history of the game, in Kofi Coburn. So it's not like this guy hasn't had any kind of experience. And Brad and Matt both were in the same press conference that I was in, and Coach Underwood said there were some times where he owned Kofi in practice. So I'm not surprised. I'm happy for the kid, and I think it's a nice weapon to have because it was a concern move going into the season.
Yep. No, it was – and it's been interesting to see. Matt, were there any signs, any surprises or any positives that made you particularly raise an eyebrow or kind of give a thumbs up?
This is where I turn to Sturdy and ask him if I'm seeing something that I'm not really seeing. But through these first two games, I think Jaden Epps is slowly but surely growing into the role they're asking him to play. And it's not just true point guard, but it's more lead guard than he's probably been asked to do at any level. But slowly but surely, he's starting to feel more and more and more confident in that role. And I think he could be a very, very productive player off this bench, as we turn the calendar into 2023. And I know that was a concern going into this season, but he seems to be, again, just it's not all the way there yet, but slowly he's starting to adapt to the role they're asking him to play. And I think tonight was just another manifestation of him just growing in confidence bit by bit.
So Brad, I'm going to go in here and let you talk a little bit about Jaden Epps, because if there's a Jaden Epps bandwagon, you were the first guy on it way before anybody else knew there was a Jaden Epps before the bandwagon. Just give us some of your thoughts on him, because you've identified him early on.
It was interesting. So I was – Jaden talked to – when Jaden was going through the recruiting process, tell a little story, he was out, and everybody's telling him, well, you're probably undersized, so you can't be a two guard, so you need to be a point guard. And so he played a game where he was just not turning down shots, distributing the ball. And Chester Frazier's at that game, and this is, he was pretty much committed to Illinois but hadn't announced it yet. And Chester tells him, hey, don't try and be somebody you're not. Be who you are. And that's a scoring lead guard. And it's kind of this – and so he has that mentality, and he was trying to be something he is. I think he's comfortable now playing that scoring lead guard. And he's not going to be a guy who puts up – throws out 10 assists, 11 assists, things like that. But if he can get you into your offense and also provide, that scoring thing, the scoring side of it, I think that he can be really effective, as Matt said. I think he's really going to be – he's really good. The thought from the Illinois coaches last, when I was talking to them about them, they really think this is a guy who by his junior year, he's the type of guy who scores 15 to 17 points a game in the Big Ten, night in and night out. And he becomes more like a, you go back, and I don't want to put pressure on him to be this guy because he's an All-American. He becomes Frank Mason, a Frank Mason type at Kansas, where, and that was actually the comparison when Bill Self talked to Jaden Epps, they were recruiting. Remember, Illinois beat Kansas for him.
Yep.
And that was, and he was selling him on being Frank Mason. And, so this is, that's the kind of player he can be. And, maybe it's only two or three assists, but he can score the ball well enough and be that lead guard to get you into your sets. And I agree with Matt. He's been I'm really impressed with him. He's so far ahead as a, primary ball handler than where he was at the beginning of the summer and early in the fall. It's night and day. I mean, you would be shocked based on what I saw earlier.
Yeah, and he even had three rebounds tonight on top of everything else. I mean, put together a really nice game. So let's talk a little bit about, are there any, any warning signs? I think it's way too early to freak out about a player. I'll tell you the two things I didn't like were, and it was just on individual shots, so it's probably no big deal. But I felt like RJ Melendez and Ty Rogers a couple times, instead of shooting the ball, it looked like they were in a dart throwing contest trying to aim the ball. Ted, am I the only one who saw that, or What do you think there?
No, and I'm not here to toot my own horn, but the one thing I'm really, really good at is shooting. That's just what I was always good at and what I coached well at. I told you during the game, and I will tell anybody, you watch the shots that he missed and the one that he made in the corner, I could tell when he released it, it was going to go in. I could even pretty much tell the same thing with Dane when he's shooting free throws. It's a mental thing with him, with RJ, and he's the guy, like Matt and me and Brad, we were talking before the game, we were picking MVPs, you know, for the game, and I picked RJ just because I know, you know, I know it's there, and I know the skill set's there, I know the talent's there, and I credit Brad for giving him minutes, playing him in a game like this, because they're going to need him. I mean, they really are. I don't want to overjump, you know, my guns here with this podcast, but when I looked at it, when I look at the schedule for next week, I was kind of concerned, but you know what? They defend well enough, and they have some weapons to where I really think they can play with everybody else in the country. I'm not saying they're going to win every game or beat everybody, but this team is amazing, and, like, the one guy that I bet no one's going to talk about, and I'm going to tell you, it's Sensei Harris. This guy, the knock on him was he was going to sit. He probably won't play. He's going to redshirt. Now, tonight, I don't know if TV showed it, but he got a chewing tonight that I've not seen in about 10, 15 months from Coach Underwood. But I'm going to tell you, he knocked down a couple threes, which, I mean, let's face it, we all knew the kid couldn't shoot, but he's worked on it. And he's probably the best athlete on the team.
What did – I'll shift over here to Brad. What was the response to Coach when – Harris missed that dunk?
You know, it didn't really say much. I mean,
okay,
you just want to let him, you know, he's a guy you got to let play. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's a guy, he's going to make mistakes right now. He's got to learn what he can and can't do at this level. He had a drive and their chance to dunk. He lost the ball up. You know, he had three turnovers tonight. But, you know, he oozes potential. He's just not there physically yet, and he's not there, you know, kind of understanding yet. But he's going to make plays all year long. He's going to be an energy guy. He has a great role on this team. And maybe not a role to play, you know, 25 minutes a game, but there's a role for him to be an elite defender and just really be an energy guy, come in and do some things and that other guys on this team can't do. Like Ked said, he's the best athlete on the team. So I'm very happy with Harris's development as well.
Yeah, I was just curious from a TV standpoint. They didn't go over to Underwood on the bench after that, so we just assumed as a TV watching that there was nothing to show, because if Underwood would have, you know, did some chewing, he might have made it onto the air. Matt, did you see anything out there that, you know, that caused you any concern, obviously, outside of the stellar 1-for-16 start?
Yeah, the same thing the head coach saw, because if Matthew Mayer doesn't start playing defense and playing with effort, this isn't good. This is going to be a problem. And when he was asked about Matt tonight, Underwood just basically said, yeah, you got to defend. And I'll fill in the other part of it, or you don't play. And then this is Bradley Underwood still coaching this basketball team. And if you don't play, and you don't play with it, you know, on that end of the floor, and you don't play with effort, the head coach isn't going to put up with it. Now, the good news, or I guess I won't say the good news, the other side of that coin is Ty Rodgers didn't play that well tonight either. And so the idea is that I think Matthew Mayer is going to get more of an opportunity to grow into the role that they're asking him to play. But they've now played two low major teams that have come out of the gate and basically run stuff at him, you know, as a defender. And that proves to me that at least in their scouting report, they think Matthew Mayer is the guy on defense that they need to attack. So he needs to flip that script, and he has enough athletic ability and talent to do that. But through two games, he has not shown that. And so on the defensive end of the floor, it would be really, really nice, and it would make this Illinois team come together really, really well if he could start playing the way he did maybe 2 years ago on that end of the floor at Baylor. And that would probably bring this all together for what this team wants to be. But that's the thing that I saw tonight, is that he only plays 12 minutes tonight, Mike, because he just didn't defend worth enough for him to be on the floor.
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb right now and say that he is not on pace to to be the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year.
You don't think so?
I'm the one who goes and takes those really risky takes, and this will probably be one of my most famous ones.
Mike Kegley.
I did like one stat today, and I don't know if you guys had a chance to look at this, but on layups and dunks, they were 16 for 18. And we can all remember games where they missed 4, 5, 6 layups that would just drive you absolutely bananas. That was really nice to see. When we got the ball in the paint, you know, and we got a bunny, we made the bunny, you know. That was, you know, to me a really nice thing to watch. So, you know, we've got, just to let people know, of course, you know, Eye on the Illini, the heartbeat of this podcast is IlliniGuys.com. That's where you can get all the information on Fighting Illini sports. And, of course, we'll give you all the news and news articles that you would expect of any site. But what really makes us different is you go back into the message boards or the forums, and that's where we can have discussions about things that maybe, you know, when you don't have somebody giving the, you know, allowing you to put your name on it, you know, you can't do a story. And so if you enjoy this podcast, you'll love IlliniGuys.com. Please go out there, take a look at it. It's $99 a year. You will enjoy it. You'll get plenty of time. It'll be the best $99 you ever spent from a value standpoint. And back in those message boards, not only can you read some stuff behind the scenes that Brad and Ked and Matt report on, but you can also go back and forth with them and kind of talk about it as well. So, and of course, we'll also have a post-game show after what we all hope is a victory over the Boilermakers in less than 24 hours. So we're calling this three-day stretch 3 days of Matt, because you got to hear Matt on the Purdue preview. You're getting to hear him tonight. And just in case 2 days in a row wasn't enough, you get to hear him tomorrow too. So we're going to go around the horn just with our closing thoughts so that people get a chance to download this and maybe listen to it before the Purdue game, right after you're done with the Purdue preview Eye on the Illini that you heard that we did yesterday. Matt, any closing thoughts on what you saw tonight?
Yeah, I mean, again, I said it about my alma mater. I'll say it again about Kansas City. When Illinois is Illinois and Kansas City is Kansas City, that's what it's supposed to look like. I'm really excited about what Dane Dajic can bring. I agree with Sturdy that I think that when they play post people that are bigger and high major, you know, Zach Edey had 30-11 tonight.
Yep.
I just think he can play a role against some of those guys, like a Hunter Dickinson. I feel really, really good about that. I feel really, really good about how this team decides it wants to defend, especially early on in these games. I'm not concerned at all about the shooting. The shooting will come. This team's athletic enough that it's going to get points, whether or not it's making shots. I actually think that they can probably bleed a shot clock and get a better shot. That's what I'd like to see on the offensive end. But on the defensive end, you know, and on the glass, I think they're going to be just fine based on what I've seen over two games. I'm really encouraged about what I've seen out of these first two games because, again, like I said after the Eastern game, there was no nervous point in this game where you thought Illinois was in trouble, you know, and another night where Illinois just takes care of business and against a low major opponent, gets through it healthy. And you feel good about this 9, maybe even 10-man rotation that Brad Underwood's throwing out there right now, even without the loss of Luke Goody in these first two games. This team's got depth and they've got talent, and I think that they can put it together before we turn the page to 2023.
Perfect, thanks, Matt. And of course, if you like to hear Brad, myself, and then Matt and Ked, you can also hear us on the Illini Guys Sports Spectacular. That is our weekly 2-hour Illinois sports extravaganza. If you go to the IlliniGuys.com, hit the radio button. You can click on there and find which cities are closest to you, what day, Friday or Saturday, and what time we're on the air. So please do that. Go ahead and take a listen to it. And we would love it if you could call up the station and thank them for having us on the air. So, Ked, what are your takeaways after this game tonight?
I want to change the entire narrative of this nation. Kudos to Trent Frazier, Damonte Williams, and Kofi Coburn for coming back. I had goosebumps watching that, and the it was impressive. We all know Kofi's jersey is going to be hung in the rafters, but that presentation that was given to Trent, I don't think I've seen anything like it. It was great. You know, I don't know if fans remember, but when Brad in the Wood got the job, Trent could have left. The press come up and he just said, "I'm not leaving. I'm not running from anyone, and I'm bought in." And he was a special player. Trent stayed and he battled. I can't thank Trent enough and his family. Yes, Kofi was great. I love Damonte. But for a guy like Trent to do what he did, and he's all in the record book, I want to close with that. I'm happy for him. And Coach Underwood choked up several times talking about him tonight.
That's good. That's a great thing to bring up. And if you were on Twitter, you would have seen there was quite a few people posting about the quality of that video. I know both you and Brad did, and that was great to see. So I can't wait until it gets released for people who weren't there to have an opportunity to watch it as well. And of course, if you, I guess I would be remiss in telling people, subscribe to Eye on the Illini podcast, but also subscribe to Sturdy for 30. That's Brad's podcast. That's really kind of the heartbeat and what's, helped start Illini Guys. That's out there for you to listen to. A lot of great episodes. And Brad knows just about everybody in the Big Ten. So you never know what guests he's going to pull in and connect the dots to Illinois. It's a lot of fun. And of course, Ked's recruiting roundup is one that has the point of view of the players, and you can learn what it's like from the players, the parents of the players, and the coaches of the players on the experience of being a recruit, being pursued by a big-time program like Illinois. So please go ahead to pretty much every podcast purveyor you can go to. You can subscribe to those podcasts there. Finally, Brad, I'm going to let you have the last word here on wrapping up, what you saw at the game is people are looking forward to a big week with the game Monday. And, of course, this time next week we'll be talking about a game against UCLA, which everybody's got to be excited about.
Yeah, very excited about, next week, chance to play against UCLA and then Virginia or Baylor. So I'm gonna say the one thing I really liked tonight, and Ked touched on it a little bit, the Trent Frazier video and the Damonte Williams, Alphonso Plummer, Kofi Coburn being back. But I think for me, the important thing is to not just honor those guys, but to show the current players, because you have so many new faces on this squad, to show them how far that those guys brought this program, and they brought it to the level they're at, and with their work ethic and with their dedication, and you have to appreciate that, and your job is to keep it going. And you have to feel that pressure to not let down a Trent Frazier or Damonte Williams or Kofi Coburn, or even Io DeSumo or whoever, or Alphonso Plummer, only in 1 year. And I hope it put that pressure on those guys that this is what this program is. This is the standard. And this is what you have to do. I feel like that's a really important part of this. Yes, I agree with everything Ked said, touching on, Trent, Damonte, Kofi, et cetera, and especially Trent and Alphonso Plummer. But I think that the fact that you are – transitioning now to a kind of a new group, they have to understand that there's a standard. This is the standard. This is what the expectations are. And you hear it from coaches all the time, but now you hear it from the guys who went through it and the guys who did it. And I think that means a lot.
No, that's a great thing to think about, especially when Coach Underwood and I'm not trying to throw rocks, but he basically, you know, took a program and had to kind of rebuild it from the bottom up, and he had to recreate the culture that was built, you know, by Lou Henson, built by Lon Kruger, Bill Self, and Bruce Weber. And he had to, you know, basically had to reclaim that. So excellent point, you know, gentlemen. So everybody, it was a great win here. The early season's looking very bright, and we will be back on Saturday afternoon, probably latter part, right before dinner. We'll be doing a podcast that will go over whatever happens tomorrow at the Purdue game. We're all hopeful that the Illini will walk out of there with a victory, but we know that it's the Big Ten and nobody's going to let that happen easy. So they are going to earn it. So for Matt Stevens, Kedrick Prince, Brad Sturdy, this is Mike Kegley. Thank you so much for listening, and we look forward to having you hear us tomorrow.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Wake up to a delicious morning with your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwiches, now just $2, only in the app. Choose from a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, just $2, only in the app. That's a deal as irresistible as the sandwiches themselves. Plus, you'll save time by ordering ahead in the app. Offer valid one time per day from July 29th through September 1st at participating McDonald's. Must opt in to rewards.
Fresh Step knows you'd do anything for your cat. From getting them food that's nicer than yours to letting them take a midday nap on your keyboard. So why settle for basic litter? Switch to Fresh Step. Fresh Step cat litter locks in liquid and odor on contact, giving you up to 15 days of odor control. Learn more at freshstep.com. Step it up to Fresh Step with superior odor control. Versus leading value clumping litter, Fresh Step is a registered trademark of the Clorox Pet Products Company. Febreze is used under license from the Procter & Gamble Company or its affiliates.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Saving on your education should be a right, not a competition. At University of Phoenix, our bachelor's and master's scholarships are accessible to all. You'll get the best scholarship or savings you qualify for. Simple as that. Because everyone deserves an opportunity to save on their education without competing for it. Explore scholarship options at University of Phoenix.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms or restrictions apply.